Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where we're talking about consistency and variety. Consistency and variety. We need both of them in our lives to really truly see results. We need this consistency where we're disciplined and we're consistent, because mastery comes through repetition. Mastery comes through repeating things over and over and over again. Now, sometimes people get bored with that, but what I've learned, if you'll bring that presence and that fun and that enjoyment into your consistency, give you life-changing results. So you got to be consistency, but we also need variety. Variety stimulates growth and change. Often when we're stuck at a plateau, we stop seeing progress for a little while. That variety can trigger that growth and progress. But something I've been thinking about quite a bit lately, what inspired this one today, is that in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, we have a lot of things that we repeat consistently. There are some good habits to just develop and get consistently implemented into your life, like daily workouts, daily communion meditations. We have a daily prayer that we use, these types of things. And what I found is yes, you need variety, but often life provides a lot of variety. For example, consistent workouts. You can be executing a workout consistently. And then you can have a change in location, a change of equipment for that day. You can have different workout partners. You can have different weather inside or outside or whatever it may be. And it all affects the way that the workout feels. So you get all these different ways to add in variety. And life often builds in a lot of variety. And this variety, often we can see it as a bad thing because it messes up our consistency sometimes. But really, that variety can actually trigger new growth a lot of times, new growth and progress. So we're going to be looking at this balance today of consistency and variety and taking communion over this, asking God for us to help get both sides of this equation the way that he designed it to function in our lives. Now, why are we taking communion every day? Jesus says, as often as you do this, as often as you take communion, remember me. In the book of Acts, we see the disciples and the believers were going about from house to house, breaking bread with each other, taking communion with each other. It's this opportunity to stir the sacrifice of Jesus into our memory, into our mind and imagination, into our emotions, into our soul, to take these spiritual principles, to mix them with faith into the soul, and then combine it with something physical that we do with the actual cracker and the juice. And we're uniting our entire spirit, soul, and body together. Now, the Apostle Paul also talks about that every time you take communion, you're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. And so communion serves as this time to activate and to proclaim the death and activate all of the benefits of this new covenant. It can serve as a marker in time where I'm receiving promises from God. And you say, you know what? On that day, when I took that communion, I believed I received that promise from God. And it truly, I believe, can change the trajectory of our lives. We take communion consistently. Now, it's also important that when we take communion, not just to take it any which way, but to take it with the fear of the Lord, take it with honor and reverence for God, and just delight and joy of this time to come around this table and to celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus and this new covenant that he's given us. Just to take it with that honor and reverence. It also says to examine ourselves. So the process that we use for these daily communions, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer. That's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? Are we doing those things that we know to do today? Take some time to examine ourselves. And then we have our daily communion for time for the day. And then lately, we've also been talking about some practical ways to implement just applying our faith into physical exercise, into actual workouts. We've been talking about a daily communion workout lately. So we'll be going through that progression today. So let's get started with our prayer first, and then we'll go from there. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them and our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities today to do good and to be a blessing, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so let's talk about the other half of prayer here. So we talk about, let's make today a masterpiece. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in it. How are we going to make today a masterpiece? We're going to stay connected to the Master. We're going to stay connected to the Master. We've got these four fundamentals that we talk about consistently, and executing them with presence and joy and delight and just in partnership with God. Our first one's getting position in the light today. Then number two, we're going to magnify that light, make it bigger or brighter or greater. Then number three, we're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction. And number four, we're going to take action, do those things that we know to do, and do them together in partnership with God. So our first one, let's get positioned in the light today. This is the on-off switch. Either we're in the light or we're not. There's no in-between. It's either on or it's off. It's white or it's black. There's no in-between. How do we take our position? Number one, humility. Just humbling ourselves. God gives grace to the humble. We humble ourselves and we receive that forgiveness from him. And then that forgiveness has got to flow through us. We got to forgive ourselves. We got to walk in forgiveness with other people. And to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. Love and light are one and the same thing. They're both God. To be in love is to be externally focused, focused on how can I do good? How can I be a blessing today? Not looking out for ourselves, but externally focused. And one of the easiest ways to just keep your positioning all day today is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Stay positioned in gratitude and praise. It'll help you to keep your positioning today. Because every day, you got to keep repositioning yourself back into this. Every day, you got to keep doing it every single day. And when you take your position in that light, in his grace, God's given us access to everything he has. And it's all in Christ. As we take communion today, we've got all these benefits that we can activate in Christ. You can take that position in Christ. You got access to his spirit and his power and his presence, his love, his peace, his joy. You got the mind of Christ. You've got his health and energy to flow through you, his time and finances. You become part of his family. You've got his purpose. You've got an eternal purpose to walk out, a unique purpose that he made just for you. And so much more. It's all hidden in the light. So first, we're going to take our position in it today. How do we walk out the day that the Lord has made? We got to take our position in the light. That's where that day is. We got to walk in these things. And then we're going to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. We're going to magnify it so that it begins to take over, it begins to overflow through us. It gives God a bigger area to work and flow through us in our life. It also gets it more rooted and established in our hearts so that we become more consistent and steadfast and immovable. And to magnify, it's all about what we're focused on. Think about a magnifying glass. I'm focused on something through that glass and it's becoming bigger. It's all about what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on all throughout the day. And we're all doing it already. We're already focused on something every day. Just choosing to magnify the light. How are we going to do it? Keep magnifying God's word. Just be diligently studying it, thinking about it, talking about it, rolling it over in your mind, to be magnifying his unfailing love and his faithfulness, that nothing's impossible for him, to magnify our righteousness in Christ. Got right standing with God. He eagerly desires to help us today. You can magnify every good thing that he put within us. Got this treasure in jars of clay, and we can stay focused on all the things that are going well, all the things that are lovely and just and true and praiseworthy. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Simply choosing to bring those issues and problems into the light, bring them into the truth. To be honest about what's going on and say, you know what? I've got these issues and these problems, but God's bigger than him. God's bigger than them. Nothing's impossible for him. And I'm going to choose not to magnify these problems. I'm going to magnify God instead. He's bigger than them. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, refusing to change, insisting on our own way, stay focused on the issues and the problems, bitterness, resentment, all the ways people have wronged us, just worrying about the future, dwelling on the past rather than living in the present moment today. We could just try to do life without God and just try to do it all ourselves, try to figure it all out for ourselves. This is where we got to recognize those symptoms. Because when we're in the darkness, when we're positioned in it, we're magnifying it. You might have the tendency to snap at people, to retaliate at people, to withhold things from people that you know you should do that are good things to do. You might withhold from them. You might avoid them. You might withdraw your presence or give them the silent treatment. And then there's the heaviness. When every time you feel that heaviness just come into your spirit, where all the weight and pressure's on you, that's a symptom of darkness. We've got to change the focus. We're focused on the wrong things. You might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels just begin to go down. Then emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry, the dread of the future, confusion about what to do or which direction to take. Because when you're in the dark, you can't see. You stay positioned in darkness. You get these bad habits, these bad patterns, vicious cycles that just seem to replay over and over again. But when you take your position in the light, here's the symptoms you're going to begin to experience. And the more you magnify this, the more it's going to grow. You're going to experience this at greater and greater levels. So first is going to be this rest in your soul. This rest in your soul. When you rest in your soul, all of a sudden you become so much more present and externally focused. And all of a sudden you can see all these opportunities that existed that you didn't know were there. And when you rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless because you've got his energy and his spirit and his power and his peace and his joy and his mind flowing through you now. He just begins to effortlessly set you free. Begins to break off of you just bad habits, bad patterns, vicious cycles you've been stuck in for a while. And if all this weren't enough, he gives us this amazing gift of grace that if we ever get off track, just takes a moment to turn it right back around, to get back in position again. He gives us his gift. We can repent. We can turn around, get right back in position again. And it just takes a moment. How do you do it? You humble yourself. You ask God for that forgiveness. Father, forgive me. Forgive me for whatever it was. And then you forgive yourself. If you need to reconcile with anybody else, you reconcile with them. And then you start praising and thanking God for his grace and his love and his goodness and all these amazing gifts that he put in the light for you. And all of a sudden, you feel that peace and that joy and that love just begin to wash over you on the inside again. It's this amazing gift of grace. Then we're going to stay tuned in today. In the light, he's got some direction for you today. He's got some insight, some wisdom to pass on to you. He's got some direction for your life today. But we've got to stay tuned in and listening for him every day. One of the ways I like to do this is with a journal before bed. I like to get positioned in the light first with gratitude. Then you can begin to magnify. What went well today? What were ways I saw God coming through today? What were my wins for today? And then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? Is there anything that I missed? What's the most important thing you wanted me to get out of today? You just get still and you listen and you wait for him to show up. And whatever comes into your mind, you just write it down. You begin to record your journey with him day by day. Whatever comes into your mind, write it down, whether you think it was him or not. And then as you go throughout your day, stay tuned into him, because sometimes he'll course correct your path. He'll teach you something in the middle of the day. If you're ever unsure on what to do or which way to go, just ask him. And then wait until you know. Sometimes we get out ahead of God because we're doing things we don't know to do yet. We're in uncertainty. What do you know to do? Which leads us to our fourth one. What do you know to do today? The last part I like to do in my journal is plan out the next day with God. Ask him, God, what's on your plan for tomorrow for me? You get still and you listen for a second. And then what I like to do, what do I know to do over the next 24 hours? Anything on the to-do list? Anything I know needs to get done? Anything in my conscience? Anything I've been procrastinating on? Anything I have a leading or excitement from God to do over this next 24 hours? You make out your plan and then you wake up like a kid on Christmas morning with confident expectation for the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And you start executing that plan. You get connected with him first, and then you start executing that plan with a willing heart and a good attitude, full confidence in him. He's right there with you to help you, to partner with you, to make this day a masterpiece. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. It begins to pull and draw more of everything God has for you into your life. His grace begins to flow through you. He's the source of beauty. He begins to beautify your life. And beauty is attractive and magnetic. It just begins to pull more and more. Let's talk about this idea of just consistency versus variety just a little bit more. We need both. We need both highly consistent with also a high level of variety. Now, what I've learned is variety, you can plan it, you can design it, but often it just happens. Unexpectedly, variety can happen. As we'll talk about in a workout today, you could work out in a different location. You could be on a trip. You could work out with a different workout partner. You have different equipment. You're working out outside instead of inside today. There's all kinds of ways to just change up the variables to insert more variety into your work. Now, we also need a high level of consistency. I think consistency is one of the ways you magnify things, where you expand that higher level of capacity. Now, consistency begins to expand that capacity, and sometimes we get stuck at some plateaus, or it seems like we get stuck, we get bottled in for a little while. It's often the variety that just happens naturally without you even trying to do it. God just brings the variety into your life. He built this world with a lot of change in it on purpose to help us break through these plateaus for us, if we learn how to handle them the right way. Handle them, be flexible and adaptable when this variety comes your way. And rather than seeing it as a bad thing, let's say you had your workout schedule, you've been consistent, you've been executing that workout, and so now you got some kind of different schedule going on, and you can't do your normal workout as planned. What can you do? What can you do? Do what you know to do. What can you do today? And you still execute it consistently, but now you have some variety thrown in there. And those are the days that it often breaks you through to the next level, has been my experience. So we're going to take communion over this, asking for God's help with this. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have you in our lives, for your grace and your goodness and just all you've done for us in Christ, giving us everything you have. We thank you, Jesus, just for what you went through for us and your willingness to do that for us. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. And he wants to help us. Today, we're receiving this today from him. He wants to help us be highly, highly consistent. But also view consistency and variety together the right way, to get this right, to get it the way he designed it to function in our lives. So, Father, we're asking for your help with that today. We thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins brings us into the light. It makes all this possible. And I believe as you experience God helping you to be more consistent, but also use variety to break you through those plateaus. He does it just in such a beautiful, gentle way. I believe it just helps you to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. So Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. Just thinking, part of the variety is doors will often open to do something new, to do something a little differently. And it's this balance of that consistency and the variety that we need to be open and flexible and adaptable when those opportunities for variety come into your life as well. So let's talk about this in terms of workouts. So we've got a consistent daily workout. It's literally the same workout every day. Literally the same workout every day. But what I've found is in doing this every day, there's going to be a lot of variety that happens. Some days you may have to do the workout at a different time. Some days you might have to do it in a different location. For example, I normally do mine in our garage gym. So some days it's hot, some days it's cold. Some days you're going to have to vary up the equipment that you use. For example, one day we go to where I have some of my workout equipment that I still do some training with people. One day a week, I typically work out over there. And it's a little different working out in that environment. The weights are a little different equipment. So the variety is going to happen. And sometimes in those days, you can have opportunities where you can just change up the way you do things a little bit. And it's through this consistent daily practice, you develop mastery, I believe. Through consistent daily practice, you develop mastery. We talked about physical exercise, one of the greatest ways to practice connecting with God and seeing his grace flowing through you, to practice applying your faith and exercising your faith to see this beautiful grace that he has flowing through you and learning to take a graceful approach that allows that to flow. Now, we need the consistency there to become a master at this. And the variety is often just going to happen. There's going to be opportunities that show up almost every single day for little bits of variety to happen. And then the other part of the workout, you'll see if you look in the daily workout guide that we have, is talking about you're going to do the consistent daily workout, but that's really only about 20 minutes. The rest of the day, I want you to get a lot of variety. I want you to get a ton of variety. We talk about being living at a higher level of activity, getting up and moving. So I want you to run. I want you to walk. I want you to dance. I want you to stretch. I want you to play games, go golfing, play tennis, play basketball, play games. Go have fun and move in all kinds of different directions. And now all of a sudden you've got this beautiful thing. You've got this consistent daily workout that's fixed and immovable and you're developing mastery in it. And there's going to be some times when variety happens in that workout. It just happens. And then on the other side, you've got all this variety, all these different ways to move your body and to exercise and to do different things. And now you're getting a ton of consistency and a ton of variety, both at the same time. And I think that's the way God designed it to function. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, our goal is to help our partners get this implemented into their lives and helping each other to do that successfully. But if you'd like to partner with us, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.